What is up, guys? We are back with Behind the Dish episode 2. Obviously, I do not own the rights to that beautiful song we just heard at the beginning. However, I think it was really fitting about the topic that we're going to cover today. When I talked to you guys last, I didn't really tell you what we're going to be focused on today. And I guess that's a good thing because the topic that I want to highlight does kind of branch into sports and politics. And since everybody knows what I'm going to say, let's talk about something a little bit more lighthearted for a second. I'm going to tell you about an idea that I had in my bed last night. It's not as weird as that sounds, I promise. It's fine. I'm about to tell you. So I was lying in bed, and I was trying to come up with a way that I can reach people that aren't into politics or into sports. And I had the realization that I'm always at home, and I'm always on Netflix. So I was thinking, on weeks that we have a slow sports and news week, I could go on Facebook, go on Twitter, wherever I'm talking to the majority of you are at. And I can ask if there are a couple movies that you want me to watch. And on the podcast, I can do like a review. So this would work if you were on the fence about watching a movie and you don't want to put your time into it, and I can give you my opinion before you invest, you know, your time. And most times Netflix movies, I can't speak this morning, end up turning out pretty sucky. So I will fall on that dagger if we find some terrible movies. But since we got that out of the way, it's time to jump right into the deep end. That is the insanity of America. The national anthem and the protests are back in the national spotlight again. And it all really started to come back into the light because the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Dolphins owner cannot decide whether or not the players are going to be able to protest or not. And this debate has got a lot of positive attention, it's got a lot of negative attention. Some people are backing the players, and some people are saying that the players just need to shut up and do their job, right? Well, of course, this debate got a very notable person's attention, and the person of our president. And he came to this situation as only our president could. He made a couple of Twitter posts about it. And in his Twitter post, I keep seeing Twitter posts, his Twitter post. Anyways, in this post, he says, he paints this hypothetical scenario where he's an NFL owner. And thank God he's not, because honestly, I think we have a little bit too much of Trump going on. And I mean, I know it's only been like 2 years or whatever, but I feel like he's been president longer than the Bushes, longer than Clinton, longer than Obama combined. I just need a break. I know some of the people that are listening right now are fans of his, but, or I guess I should say supporter. I mean, it's kind of like a reality TV show, so I guess fans was the right word. Anyway, so in this hypothetical scenario, Donald Trump says that he would let his players get suspended for their first offense, you know, excuse me, they get kicked out of the game for their first offense. And the second offense, they get suspended for the season without pay. Now, I don't agree with what the outcome of his first offense is, but if you are on the side of that they shouldn't protest while they're at work, and they should just do their job and protest on their free time, I can understand how you think his first offense is not that big of a deal. You know, they were told not to do it, they do it anyway, so they get kicked out of the game. That sounds pretty moderate to me. I don't agree with it at all, but we'll get to that in a second. However, the second offense is freaking insane. And it's insane because it's coming for the President of the United States. And I say that because whether you agree with the protest or you don't, our president should be fighting for everyone's rights as Americans. But he's not doing that. And you can say that if they were protesting off the clock, I guess that's a good way to say it, that he would be defending them, but I don't believe it. And also, this is I thought about this last night when people are talking about the national when they're talking about gun control, they think we should only their argument for not, you know, ratifying it or making any kind of regulations against it is because the Constitution. They're like supporters of no gun control say that we have to listen to the Constitution word by word. So why can't we do that for protest? I think that if these, I don't even think it's a question. These NFL players have a reason to protest. And to really understand that, I guess we have to go back to the beginning where all this stuff started. And it honestly all started basically with one guy that's not even in the NFL anymore, Colin Kaepernick. So Colin Kaepernick originally was sitting down for the national anthem, and he was getting a lot of negative feedback for that. And obviously people thought it was offensive, and they were attacking him on his social media. So Colin Kaepernick was smart enough to go talk to a Green Beret. And what's so awesome about the meeting that they had is I'm sure they both came into the meeting with opposing views about what Colin was doing. But they were able to have a conversation. And they came out of that meeting with a compromise. And I think that's what is missing from in this country is the ability to compromise. And I think, I mean, you can say I'm blaming him all you want, but I think a lot of that falls back on the president. Because he's not a very good leader for the majority of the country. He's really good at catering to his base, but if a black man protests about police brutality, he's not going to fight for that. He's going to stand, he's going to double down on the police, even though we do have a cop problem. And I know a lot of cops that are good people. I mean, I know this doesn't really matter to most people. I do watch Live PD, and most of those cops do a good job. However, we would be doing a disservice to the African American community, and not even just them, other people in general that get pulled over and get mistreated by the cops. I think that's all these players are trying to say is, look, we need to think about the way these cops are trained and think about the way that these cops handle situations. I've seen multiple body cams where cops come up to the situation and their first reaction is to start a confrontation. And you can't do that. I mean, I get cops once, they're aggravated because they're there already. But they have to realize, and I'm not a cop, so I'm not, it's kind of hypocritical for me to say what they should do when I'm not in that situation. But I think the way they should handle it is to go into every situation ready to defuse it, doing whatever they can to defuse it. Obviously, if a cop gets assaulted, and there's no other way except using force, they should do that. Because I believe cops should be able to go home to their family. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I'm saying that that should be a last resort. And these body cams show that sometimes it's not. It's just, if it's not their initial reaction, it's at least their second or third. And, sorry, I gotta readjust. Anyways, I don't think that's the way to handle the situation because it's not, it's going to make everybody's temper escalate. And that's all these NFL players are saying. But they keep getting backlash and this false equivalency that they're attacking the national, the military. And it's not what they're doing. It's just a sheer deflection to not talk about the problem that is it's not even a fictional problem that they make up. They're not just, you know, making excuses of why they get arrested. It's a proven fact that unarmed and sometimes even innocent black people get targeted by the police. I was, my dad was telling me about a guy that just recently had to go 17 years. He was a black man and just got out of prison, and they found out, they finally proved that he wasn't the guy that did it. And there was a sheriff. I really should have. I didn't know I was going to get to this. There was a sheriff somewhere in America. I'll look it up and I'll post the, where he's from in the comments. But he was new and everybody was proud of him because he was solving all these burglary charges or burglary crime, burglary, I can't even say that word, robbery crimes. There we go. I'll get this fixed. But what he was doing, his sheriff and deputies came out and said that he would tell them to look at black men specifically, that have a history of robbery charges, and he wanted them to pin the crimes on them that they didn't even commit. So naturally, his town was solving all these crimes, and he was getting all this these rewards about being a good cop or sheriff or whatever. And when he all this evidence came out, he lost his job, and you know they still had crime because they weren't finding the real criminals. So when stuff like that is happening in America, we have to acknowledge that these African-American football players do have a right to protest, even if we're not comfortable about it. And I say we, I obviously am comfortable about it because, and I think that's the biggest problem. People want to tell these players to go away in the locker room, that because that's the where they're supposed to protest this coming up season. They're supposed to stay in the tunnel or stay in the locker room as long as they're not, nobody cares about it as long as they're not coming out of the football field and disrespecting the national anthem, supposedly. But what we forget is our protests are not supposed to make people feel comfortable. Honestly, I think if you're protesting and people are uncomfortable, it's because they know deep down that these players have a reason to feel angry. And let's get back to the president for a second. The president isn't focusing on their anger, and he's not saying that they have a valid reason to be angry. He's just attacking them because he's not sitting down to listen to what they're saying. That's the biggest problem. Even when Colin Kaepernick was starting it, nobody was listening to what they were saying. They were just seeing what he was doing, and it pissed them off, so they didn't care about him. And the NFL players have tried to start a meeting, get a meeting with Donald Trump in the White House, and he won't do it because he's so against it, I guess. Because, come on, he's got time. He's got time, I'm saying. He tweets all the time. Anyway, and it brought me back to thinking that when Martin Luther King was doing his protest, JFK brought him to the White House, and they were able to, you know, come together. And Martin Luther King was able to bring his issue on a more grand stage. And I think that's all the NFL players want to do. And I got to thinking, why is Donald Trump so angry about this? Why is he so offended by the people not standing and putting their hand over their heart for the national anthem? Because he didn't serve, and his sons didn't serve, and I obviously know you don't have to serve to respect the military, but I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think Donald Trump's ego is so huge that he thinks it's an attack on himself, and I don't think that's an argument that can be disputed, because everybody knows Donald Trump has a big ego. I don't think there's a counter argument that makes sense against it. So when they're not standing for the national anthem, he says, I truly believe that he thinks it's an attack, or they're trying to lessen his presidency because they don't respect him, but it has nothing to do with that. And I just wish he would be an adult for one day and invite them to the White House and listen to them, because as outrageous as Donald Trump is, when people meet with him, I'll use Kim Kardashian as an example, as ridiculous as that sounds. When people meet with Donald Trump, they come out of the meeting liking him. And I don't know if it's because he's lying to them, but Or he's just putting a facade on for his base when he's out in public. I don't know. Maybe he's not as bad as he looks all the time. I don't know. But I do know that a lot of people that do have one-on-one meetings with him do seem to like him. So I think, with that being said, that it would be good for the NFL players to get that opportunity too. And the outcome that I would hope for after that is he was able to, I guess, take to Twitter, because that's what he does, and tell his base that they're not doing this to discourage the military. And what I found so interesting, when I was reading the comments under his tweets the other day or yesterday, is a lot of active and former military were trying to tell him, "Don't speak for me," because they know what they fight for. And I think the vast majority, I think that's actually a contradiction. I don't know. It's early in the morning, but the majority, know that they signed up for the military to represent our freedoms. And I think maybe he needs to listen to them, but there's no hope of that so far. He's just doubling down on the NFL players being punks. So that's where we're at with that. And I really hope it gets better, because I think they should be able to protest in whatever way before the football game starts that they want. I think that's the only way that anything's going to change. And you could say that this protest didn't do anything, but we're all talking about it. It's been year, a couple, I think it's been 2 years now. It might be a little over a year. I don't know when actually really started it. But it's been a while, and we're still talking about why they're protesting. So no one can say that this protest didn't do anything, because our president is even talking about it. So I guess I'm making this episode as a way of saying that we need to come together. We need to listen to what both sides are saying, and that's what I'm about to do right now. After I submit this episode, I'm going to ask you guys to tell me your opinion. If you disagree with me, if you only see these protests as a way for NFL players to disrespect the military, tell me why you think that. If you're part of the military and you agree with that argument, tell me why you feel that way, and tell me what you signed up for the military to do. Because I don't know, if you signed up for the right reasons in the military, you should definitely be okay with protests, because that's the most American thing we could do, besides obviously fight for our country. But yeah, I really hope this gets better, and I think the negative attention that the Miami Dolphins owner is getting right now makes me feel a little better about the situation, that it's going to side in the way of the NFL players. So that's all I really got to say about it. I'm looking forward to your comments. Please don't attack me, because we're not going to get anywhere. Make logical points, and I'll counter you with logical points. We don't need to argue in an angry way. Don't. I'm asking for civil debate. Anyway, I do have I'm gonna count this episode as like this. I did one Friday, I think. So we're gonna say that this is the second episode of this week. I know some freaks say Sunday is part of the new week, but it's really not. You should really reevaluate your life and what you're doing. Anyways, I will start the next week episodes Tuesday, because I have a treatment on Monday and I'm being a little sluggish. But I'm thinking we are going to do a sports episode that day, so it's gonna be really chillaxed, and you don't have to hear my libtard explanations for anything. I think we're gonna talk about a little Braves, a little Bryce Harper, something else. I'll come up with something else. But until next time, I will see you guys later, and stay beautiful. And don't do anything I would do, or don't do anything that I wouldn't do, which is probably just as short as a list. So, see you guys. I'm out.